If you ever have doubts, listen to this story, and you will know that there is nothing to fear. You will know that the Guru's poetry, Gurbani, is all-powerful. Use all of your focus as we go back in time to listen to
the story of Baba Deep Singh. There lived a wise old man who loved God and Guru with great devotion. He served and advised all who came to him with a smile on his face and in his heart. His name was Baba Deep Singh.
The chaos of this world does not disturb me. The Guru is always with me. The Guru's words are my best friend. They are with me everywhere. Gobinde Mukande Udare Apare Hariyang Kariyang Nirname Akame Gobinde Mukande Udare Apare Hariyang Kariyang Nirname Akame.
But in these times, other men lived who were neither kind nor merciful. They had come to this beautiful land of India to kill, to burn, to steal, to force their will. India was crying under their cruel rule. They had even captured the Golden Temple, which is the house of Guru Ram Das, a very beautiful temple where Sikhs come to meditate, to chant, to sing the praises of God, and to listen to the Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
Babaji, the Durrani invaders first captured, abused, and enslaved the women of this land. Now, those heartless enemies of humanity, they've taken over the Golden Temple, the Harmandir Sahib. They are doing everything they can to pollute the sacred waters. They're smoking tobacco inside. And they are...
It is enough. 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 We must put an end to this.
But what can we do? There are so few of us left. But the invaders, they have countless of thousands of warriors.
I will lead us to battle today.
Babaji, I know you fought in battles in the past, but I don't understand. I mean no disrespect. I just have to ask. You are 75 years old. How will you lead a battle when we don't see you practicing fighting?
There is one weapon, which is the greatest of all. Gurbani, the Guru's words. I have never stopped practicing with this weapon. Its strength is in every cell of my body.
Baba Deep Singh picked up his huge sword and walked into the street.
Oh brothers, gather around.
He called all the Sikhs from the village.
You are the sons of the Guru. Inside you is a sleeping tiger. It is time for it to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
There's too many of them. It is a suicide mission. It is impossible.
Impossible is nothing.
He then drew a line on the ground with his sword and said,
by the grace of Guru Ram Das, Guru Ram Das, I will not stop. I will not rest. Until my head bows. At Harmandir Sahib.
Though Baba Deep Singh was very old, he was very brave and very strong. And so he then said,
today, is a celebration. Today, I will join the Shaheeds in the afterlife. If you are wise, you will also receive this blessing. We will do the impossible. Step on my side of the line if you want to face death with no fear.
Satbachan ji.
Wow, his words are so powerful.
Now is the time.
One by one, every man in the village joined Baba Deep Singh. They took their weapons, swords, bows, arrows, muskets, shields, kirpans. They put on their armors and began to walk toward the Golden Temple. After walking a long time, they finally met the enemy, who had a huge army, and there were only a few Sikhs. But they fought and fought with great courage, killing many enemies, many of them also dying. But they continued to fight, always moving toward the Golden Temple. Baba Deep Singh was the strongest. Many enemies died and fell wounded around him under the blows of his huge sword. Suddenly, the enemy general himself came face to face with Baba Deep Singh.
You fight well, old man.
He was a great and brave soldier.
But you are truly foolish if you think you can destroy us.
Your power is false. It will not last.
And so the two men began to fight. And around them was a great circle of awe and fear. With a great blow of his sword, Baba Deep Singh struck the other man. But at the same time, the general cut off Baba Deep Singh's head. They both fell to the ground, dying. But now, a Sikh kneeled near Baba Deep Singh and said,
Baba Ji, we put our lives on your word. You promised. You said you will not stop. You said you will not rest until your head bows at Harimandir Sahib. But you have not reached there. How can you damage our faith like this? How can you break your promise?
Although his head was cut off, Baba Deep Singh heard these words, and he stood up. He picked up his head. He put it back on his neck with one hand.
The promise of the Guru's devotee will still be fulfilled. Great is the Guru. Great are his words. Great are his beloved.
And grabbed his sword with the other.
Govinde Mukande Udare Apare Hariyang Karyang Nirname Akame Govinde Mukande Udare Apare Hariyang Karyang Nirname Akame.
He then started to fight again, killing many enemies, always walking closer to the Golden Temple. When the enemies saw a dead man picking up his own head and starting to fight again, they became very afraid and all started running away. This was too much for them. They knew how to fight men, but was this a man? This giant who could not be killed? When Baba Deep Singh got close to the Golden Temple, he stopped and taking his head, he threw it way up into the sky with all his strength, and it sailed through the sky towards the Golden Temple for several miles. It finally fell and landed inside the walls of the Golden Temple. Baba Deep Singh died in peace. The enemy ran far away and left the Golden Temple. Baba Deep Singh was dead, but he had kept his promise. He had lived to his word, and he had died in the service of the Guru. His soul went to God and merged with him, becoming one with God as a little drop of water becomes one with a huge ocean.
These stories benefit thousands of people around the world. To support this service, click here and give to SikhNet Stories. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.